here's what happened last season down Gilead Lane.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coleraine Sesquicentennial Celebration. Let the parade begin.
Is it wrong?
But after the couples head into the dance, and if you're patient, maybe we'll get some ice cream.
Oh, I would love some ice cream.
Right, Grace?
Yes, absolutely.
So cool. Oh, there's Brooke.
Are you sure that's her?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the queen of Coleraine's 150th spring ball, Rebecca Taylor, accompanied by her twin brother, Luke Taylor.
And now, welcome to an all-new season of Fun and Surprises, Down Gilead Lane.
Please, Carrie, just around the corner.
I'm not joking.
Thanks for taking me home, Mr. Morrison. I don't want to leave right after the parade.
Oh, no problem.
Your parents were probably exhausted after putting this whole sesquicentennial celebration together.
Yeah.
Wasn't Becca beautiful?
I really was. Just like her when I grow up.
Well.
I never thought she'd come to the ball parade.
No one thought she would after her mom died.
She had her brother there to help. You could do anything if I was with you, couldn't you, Haley?
I can't believe I have to wait 5 more years until I'm old enough to go to the ball. What do you think Brooke and Luke and Becca are doing right now, Mom?
I don't know, Haley. Probably learning how to waltz.
Well, look what's here. It's an open car. All right, everybody, come on.
Ladies first.
Come on, let's get in the car. Yeah. Come on.
No, that's my belt buckle.
Watch this.
Hey, Dad, what's on the window?
Where, Tim?
The windshield. Here, I'll get it.
Thanks.
Oh, a parking ticket, Dad.
Oh, no. Yeah, I should have known this spot was too good to be true.
Too good? It's like a mile away.
Haley. Come on, guys, buckle up. Not the end of the world.
Oh, I've got my buckle.
We should have just walked from home.
Who
gave us the ticket?
A policeman.
Why?
Because, apparently, we parked too close to the corner.
I can see that. What did we do that for?
Look, a police car!
Check out the squad car.
Do you think they're looking for you, Dad?
No, Timothy, I don't think so.
Dad doesn't have to pay it anyway, Tim.
He doesn't?
I don't.
Dad, you're a judge. You can just rip it up or something.
That is so neat.
Not true, Michael. I have to pay just like everybody else.
Come on, Dad. If that policeman would have known this was your car, they never would have given you the ticket.
Yeah.
Michael, the law is the law, and I broke it. I didn't mean to, but I'll pay for it just like anybody else would have to.
But, Dad...
No. Everybody's under the law, Mikey. Judge or no judge. All right. Come on, let's get Maya home.
Yeah, Timmy. Can you believe Maya's family has a street named after it?
It's just because my family's been here forever.
Make sure you have everything, Maya.
Right.
All right, everyone.
All right, just relax, please.
Thanks again for the ride home.
Oh, no problem.
We'll call you tomorrow.
All right,
sweetie.
I hope everything works out, Maya.
Bye.
Tom Richter, we most definitely will not allow this ticket to go on his record. Possession of alcohol. Absolutely not.
So, would you like me to destroy the
ticket? Thank you, officer. I do appreciate your concern for our family, but Caleb broke the law, and he will pay for it.
Dad, come on. We didn't go party or anything. It was just in my car.
Not another word, Caleb. We will take the citation, please.
All right. There you are.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, sir.
I cannot believe you would do such a thing to your own son. And with the Morrisons, like family.
Caleb, get in the house and go up to your room. I do not want to see you again tonight.
His record.
It was no big deal, Dad.
Do not tell me what is or is not a big deal. Of all things. things, Caleb Richter. Alcohol?
One, two, three.
All right. Come on. Okay.
Hey, Dad, thanks.
Just a couple more.
I really think reorganizing the storeroom like this will help us out in the long run. Thanks for helping.
Hey, who runs this store, me or you?
Ha ha. Hey, why don't you go home this afternoon? I can manage the store.
Honestly, Luke, is this my grocery store or yours?
I'm being serious, Dad. You worked so hard for the sesquicentennial, and you had to do it all by yourself because I was at the ball with Becca and Brooke. You need a break.
I'm fine, Luke.
Well, I still think it...
You want to handle this customer? Or do you think your old dad can manage?
Knock it off, Dad.
Hello?
Ben, good to see you.
Well, hello, Tom. Hi, Caleb. We haven't seen you in a while.
That's actually what I'm here about. I would appreciate it if you could arrange more hours for my son. He has a little too much time on his hands, and with everything that's happened in your family lately, I assumed you could use the help.
Well, thank you. Caleb, are you up for more hours?
Yeah, whatever.
I think we could really use him, Dad, with all the reorganizing and the plans I showed you.
You have a good, responsible boy there, Ben.
Thank you. Now, you're sure we can count on you during these summer days, Caleb?
Yeah.
He won't have any other plans this summer, besides the math class he's retaking.
Okay. Well, summer months are always busier with the tours coming in. Looks like we have a deal.
Thanks, Ben. Caleb.
Thanks, Mr. Taylor.
I could not wait to get out of Spanish.
I know, that movie. I didn't understand anything.
What was going on?
I don't think anyone...
So funny.
I know.
Hey, Luke.
Oh, wait, how'd you get over here so fast? School just got out.
I guess I walk faster than you two.
Why don't you ever walk with us anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are too slow.
Whatever.
Listen, what do you think about us adding a little coffee corner to the store?
Huh.
Us? What does Dad think?
He thought it would actually be good for business. And we can leave out little cups so people can taste the coffee while they shop.
Wow, you really thought this out, huh?
I guess so.
Oh, Mom would have loved that idea. Remember how she loved coffee before she got sick? She wouldn't let us pass a coffee shop for anything. I think double cappuccinos were her favorite.
I really have to get back to work. Caleb's coming in today, and I wanted to get aisle 6 started before he got here.
Oh.
See you later.
Wait.
Does he take off like that every time you talk about your mom?
Yeah, these days anyway. It wasn't so bad right after she died, but...
I remember. He was like your rock.
Mine and Dad's. But now he doesn't stand still long enough for us to even say her name.
Well, maybe Caleb working here is a good thing. Then Luke's not alone so much.
Do you really think Caleb's good company?
Well, he's something.
Oh, I can't believe your mom and dad are letting Michael spend so much time over there at the Richters. I mean, after what Caleb did.
You mean like he's a bad influence?
Yeah.
Well, Mom and Dad talked about that, but since Mr. Richter isn't letting any of the kids go anywhere since Caleb got in trouble, Mom and Dad thought Maya could use the company.
Poor kid. How hard would it be to be the only Christian in that family?
That's what they thought, too.
I still can't believe Caleb did something so stupid. I mean, especially after his dad had that whole drunk driving awareness campaign 2 nights before.
I know. It's almost like he did it on purpose.
I know, but... why?
I don't know.
This one's too hard. I'm gonna skip it.
Mikey, you can't just write down "I don't know" in the answer space. Mr. Wan would be so mad at you.
Nah, he just might make me work harder at football camp.
Oh, when does that start?
I have to sign up this week, I think. It starts like the second week of summer.
Where is Mom anyway? Oh, you're here again?
Nice to see you too, Tiffany.
Hey, Caleb.
Are you two doing homework?
What else are we supposed to do?
Really, Caleb, you know how I hate to agree with anything the little brat says. But she's right.
You've
messed things up royally for us. Daddy hardly lets me do anything anymore.
Oh, come on. At least the old man isn't making you work like a dog.
Oh, don't call Dad that. What is this?
Lighten up, Maya.
I am going upstairs.
Good.
Tell Mother where I am when she gets home. I want to get a makeover tonight.
What are you staring at, kid?
You, I guess.
Why?
You got to ride in the back of that squad car, didn't you?
Sure.
Was it cool?
I don't know, I guess. It was just a ride.
They slapped the cuffs on you, huh?
Mikey!
You're a riot, kid. Look, I'd love to stay and talk all day, but I gotta go get my workout in. Is Dad in there, Maya?
In where?
The workout room, Mike. Yeah, he's in there.
Okay. You guys have a workout room?
You think he's almost done?
A workout room in your house?
It's been an hour, and yes, Mikey, it's right off the sunroom.
You wanna see it, kid?
Really?
Yeah, come on.
You coming, Maya?
I've seen it.
This is so cool. Whoa, what's he doing?
You've never seen somebody kickbox before?
Your dad kickboxes? That's so cool.
Yeah, I guess.
And you do too?
Yeah, it keeps me in shape for football. And I gotta be good this year if it's true Mrs. Donner's family is moving here.
Why does that matter?
Anthony Donner. The kid's supposed to be an amazing quarterback, and that's my position. I gotta be good if I'm gonna keep playing, right?
Oh, you don't have to worry about it. Is kickboxing why you're so good?
Thanks, but don't kiss up, kid. Kickboxing is actually better than off-season football training because it keeps you in better shape all around. You should try it. Yeah. You're a pretty good athlete.
You mean it?
Sure. I've seen you play ball down at the park. You'd probably be decent. You should sign up for one of those classes at the sports center. That's where I learned. Dad, too.
It's awesome.
Yeah, well, watch all you want. I'm gonna go get changed.
Bye. Kickboxing. Sounds better than football camp.
That looks great, Caleb. You think you can finish up this aisle, restocking and taking out the old merchandise? Because I wanted to work on some ideas I have for the coffee corner up front.
Oh, you're like non-stop.
Look, if you don't want to help...
Oh, relax, Luke. I just saw the lights on in here after close last night. You should just try loosening up. Go out sometime. Have some fun.
I'll get this customer. Be with you in a minute.
Oh, hi, Mr. Taylor.
It's Luke, Stanley. Just Luke.
Oh, right, sir.
What can I get for you?
I wondered if the store carries any sports tape, sir?
Sports tape?
Yes, sir.
Back wall.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Luke. Hi, Stanley.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
Gotta get milk for dinner. What are you looking for, Stanley?
I'm getting sports tape, Mr. Morrison.
What do you need sports tape for?
Well, sir, I'll need to tape up my hands before I put them in my gloves.
What gloves, Stanley?
Kickboxing gloves, sir.
You're doing kickboxing?
To get in shape for football tryout, sir.
That's what I was thinking, too. I wanted to take a kickboxing class instead of Wallen's football camp. Maybe I can join your class.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid that's not possible.
Why not?
The deadline was Monday, and the class is full.
You're kidding. I really wanted to do that.
Don't sweat it, kid. We never let little things like deadlines and class limits get in our way. You just have to know what strings to pull.
But there's even a long waiting list.
Let me tell you something about waiting lists.
Mikey, shouldn't you get that milk and get back home?
Oh, yeah.
I like that kid.
Yeah. Have you finished reshelving aisle 7? Because I really want to get started on that coffee section.
Right away, boss, sir. I'm telling you, you've got to chill out.
Stanley, I can ring you up.
Well, there you are, Mikey. I was looking all over for you.
I had to get milk for dinner tonight.
Well, come on. Put it in the fridge there. I was hoping you'd go out and throw the pigskin around me in the backyard, huh?
I don't know, Dad.
What, are you sick? You never turned me down before. And if I'm not mistaken, your football camp is only 2 weeks away, pal.
That's just it. I didn't want to go to football camp this year.
Well, you are sick. Let me feel your forehead. Come here.
No, for real, Dad. I want to do kickboxing instead. It's what Caleb Richter always did to keep in shape, and he's an awesome player.
Kickboxing? Well, where would you do a thing like that?
Well, there's this class, and it's up in the city, and I could maybe join that.
Well, if you get me the literature on it, I'll talk it over with Mom.
But there's not really time for that. I've already missed the deadline, and the class is full. I heard there's even a long waiting list.
Well, then why are we talking about this?
Because I really want to do this, Dad. And Caleb said that the deadlines and class limits don't always matter.
Michael.
That's what he said. He said you just have to know what strings to pull.
Mikey, we don't pull strings to get our way in this family.
But, Dad...
I said no, Michael.
How am I going to get in shape for football?
Hey, I guess you'll have to do Coach Wallen's camp like every other summer sport.
Why don't you think you'll be ready for tryouts?
I just told you. My dad won't help me get into the kickboxing class, so how am I going to get in shape?
Oh, Mikey, you'll do the camp just like every other year.
Maya? Michael?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mr. Richter. Are you going to go kickbox again today?
Kickbox?
Yeah. Caleb showed me your workout room the other day, and you were in there. You looked really cool.
Well, thank you. Do you like kickboxing?
I've never seen anyone really do it until we watched you, and that made me want to learn.
You should take Mr. Shim's class up in the city.
I wanted to, but it's full, and the deadline's passed, and...
Oh, I can take care of that. Let's see, Shim. Here we are.
What's your dad doing?
Exactly what he always does when he wants something.
Mr. Shim, Tom Richter here. Fine, fine. How about yourself? Actually, there is something that you can do for me. You're beginning kickboxing class. I have a young friend who's very interested. I know you're always full, but you can do something for me, right? I put a lot into that gym. That's what I thought. I'm sure the other student will get over it. I'm going to give my young friend your number and have his parents call you for permission. Okay, thank you. Maya, hand me that pen.
Here.
Thank you. All you have to do is call this number, Michael. Your mom or dad will have to give consent, and you're all set.
Thank you, Mr. Richter.
It was just a phone call, Michael. I'll be in my office if you kids need anything.
Mm-hmm. Your dad is awesome. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can, but I can't believe you let him. They kicked someone out for you, Mike.
What?
You heard him say, the other student would get over it. I'm going up to my room. I'll see you tomorrow.
Maya!
Okay, Caleb, so I was thinking that if we keep a good store of gourmet coffee beans up here, then we
can... Whoa, sorry, Chief. I'm out of here.
What?
Look, I already stayed 15 minutes late to help you. Hey, Mr. Taylor, you've got a workhorse for a son.
Thanks for staying late, Caleb. You didn't need to do that.
Yeah, well, see you tomorrow.
You should see what we got done today, Dad. I really think that people are going to love having free coffee samples.
Luke.
Yeah?
Can we talk for a minute?
Sure, but do you think we could wait until later? Because I wanted to...
Luke, you're doing it again.
Doing what again?
Filling up your life with so much work. Your sister and I haven't been able to get close to you for weeks.
Dad, I'm just trying to keep the store going.
The store's fine, Luke. And even if it wasn't, it's not your responsibility. It's mine.
But this store is a lot to handle. And you've had so much happen.
Luke, you lost your mom. And it was only a month ago.
Don't worry about me, Dad. I'm fine.
It's my job to be concerned, Luke. You've done such a good job of trying to take care of me and Becca, son. Revamping my entire store, taking your sister to the spring ball so she would have your support, and then going ahead...
I just want to make things normal again.
Whatever normal is, you can't do it. Don't you see that?
Dad...
Only God can fix things, remember? We have to trust in him with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. We can't do it ourselves.
I miss her, Dad.
I know, son.
I miss her, and I don't want to stand still long enough to remember her.
That's good. Let it go. Here. I want to give you something.
What is it?
Mom wrote this down and gave it to me a couple of days before she died. Read it.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. She gave this to you?
And now I'm giving it to you. God wants to comfort you, Luke.
I don't know, Dad.
Well, I do. And God will help you. Besides, you're not leaving anything for me to do around here. I'm bored to tears at home. Literally.
Dad.
Seriously, Luke. Will you let me back in?
Yeah. You want to see the coffee corner?
You bet I do.
Awesome. So, the customers can sample the coffee if they want to. They can buy some of the beans.
Dad, call this number to give me permission, please. Thanks. Michael?
Yeah, Dad?
Yeah, come down here a minute, please.
What is it?
Have a seat, will you?
Oh, you got my note, huh?
Yeah. Well, what's this about, Mikey?
Kickboxing. Yeah, the thing is, Mr. Richter just made a call and got me into the class. He just gets things done. Cool, huh?
No. Not cool. I thought I already told you no.
But that was just because I didn't make the deadline.
So, how did you get in?
I told you. Mr. Richter made a call. That's it. He knows the guy.
And he just got you in, no problem?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had to take one kid out of the class, but...
Michael, I will not make this phone call because you do not have my permission.
But, Dad...
No, talking back. I made my decision once, and you shouldn't have let Mr. Richter get you into the class. Come on, it's not fair to all the other kids who played by the rules to get in.
But you don't
understand... Listen. If you keep arguing with me, then you will not be allowed into the football camp either.
I can't be in it anyway. I missed that deadline, too, because I thought I was taking this class.
Oh, Mike. I suppose that's the consequence you have to pay, then. All right, here. I'm dialing Mr. Shim. You tell him right now that you will not be joining the class, and he can invite back the other student.
Do I have to?
Yep, it's ringing. Here you are.
Mr. Shim, this is Michael Morrison. Yeah, the one Mr. Richter called about. I know, but the thing is, I can't join your class. Yeah, so I guess you can invite the other student back, huh? Uh-huh. Thanks anyway, Mr. Shim.
All right, good. Listen, I know that was hard, son, but you did the right thing.
Hello, Morrison's residence.
Hi, Mrs. Morrison. This is Stanley Curdy from Mr. Morrison's class.
Hello, Stanley. Would you like to talk to Michael?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'll get him. Michael, phone!
I got it, Mom. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Stanley. Goodbye, ma'am.
What's up, Stanley?
I know I've never called you at home before, sir, and I normally wouldn't have called you, considering the fact
what
that...
What is it, Stanley?
Well, sir, I just want to tell you that I got a call from Mr. Shim, the kickboxing instructor, a few days ago, and he told me that I was kicked out of the class.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but then the funniest thing happened, sir. Mr. Shim called back today and told me that the other student backed out, so I'm free to join again. Isn't that strange, sir? Why would anyone give up the chance to be in that class?
I don't know, Stanley, but you deserve to be in that class more than anyone I know. And I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I was calling to tell you, I know you really want to learn how to kickbox. And I'm willing to teach you, sir, since I'm a student now, sir. And you're a good friend of mine.
Thanks, Stanley.
You're welcome, sir. Goodbye.
See ya. Yeah, some good friend I am.
boy, Mikey almost made a terrible mistake. If he'd been allowed to take that kickboxing class, then poor Stanley would have been the one to get kicked out. But I think Michael Morrison still has a lot to learn about being a good friend and trusting God. Like the Taylors, losing their mom has got to be so hard on them. I hope that Luke will continue to share his sadness with his family. Well, I guess we'll all just have to come back next time. Today's episode, Deal With It, is a production of CBH Ministries. It was written by Beth Culp. Sound designed by Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Simon Guevara, and I'm Zach. Write to us at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501, or look for us online at cbhministries.org.